America Weekend.
Carl, many years ago, the Cabinet Department of War in America changed its name to the Department of Defense.
Correct.
Remember that?
Yes.
All right. Now, since that time, we have been in more wars than we have needs for defense, it seems. Yet we always need to be vigilant, I'll grant you that, but we have to call it what it is. I think that we need some new cabinet departments. We need one called the Department of Common Sense. Its mission is obvious. It would be an independent from politics. It would oversee all bills emerging from Congress. We need a Department of Compromise to work closely with Congress to teach each representative in each House what statesman is and its responsibility. We need a Department of Outward Benevolence to replace Homeland Security. We have been lulled into being a fear-based society, I think. It's logical for authority to use fear as a motivator. That's been happening since throughout history. Reason will never convince the populace to give up freedoms or constitutional rights, but fear, as you know, works wonders. A Department of Outward Benevolence would concentrate on restoring comfort in travel, welcoming visitors with the appropriate technological security, and to show them how a free society can operate without fear. We also need a Department of Debunkment. It would bring truth to all public political statements, no matter what party or person says them. That used to be the job of the press, if you remember.
Yes.
And I guess I fell asleep thinking about some of these things. But anyway, I think we need those new departments.
Well, you know, excuse me.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Department of Common Sense. I remember at the end of the Roman. I'm going to get back to the Roman Empire, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to ask me why. I'll bring this around, Roland, in just a moment. At the end of the Roman Empire, it was noted by, and I cannot remember the name of the emperor at the time, but historians noted that he said, "Better for me to impress and entertain the crowds of Rome than deal with the problems of the empire." And I'm wondering if that's not what's happening today in Washington, D.C. when it comes to common sense. For these gentlemen and women to deal with the politics of their own fractured political thinking as opposed to dealing with the problems of the nation, if not the world, because we are the nation of the world, make no mistake about that, makes me wonder whether one of those departments should be the Department of Stupidity. Because some of the things that...
We have those already.
Well, that's true. We're sitting with a new cabinet member, I would think. But the point is, or the Department of Thinking, I'm wondering if that philosophy is now, I noted earlier in another segment, has anyone noticed a change, that polarized thinking, fractured thinking, to enhance and support the beckings of the crowd in Rome as opposed to dealing with the problems of the empire, which was falling apart at the time.
Well, we're falling apart in many ways. Our infrastructure is
yes.
in very, very bad shape.
Yes. We live in a different world that has now been affected by instant communication. ISIS has taken a good step forward in that. And yet, will they lose? Yes, they're going to lose, frankly, quite badly. But what they have done is they've turned for the next generation of revolutionaries, the next generation of warriors who have some sort of crazed belief in their religion or other political belief, a way to literally affect the world more differently than they have in the past. And that is the use of this medium called instant communication. And they're doing it, frankly, very, very well. And they're doing it very well, unfortunately.
Well, you know, throughout history, we've tried war. We've tried war, and we tried more war. The only thing we really haven't tried is to force ourselves into a peace, into an understanding, into compromise, and into compassion of other people's beliefs. We've never tried that on a global scale. Why not?
I think this world needs an awakening from another source, and that could be the imminent destruction of the planet.
Oh, well.
And that may be coming anyway. We need something from outer space in our solar system. I'm not talking about aliens. I'm talking about
Let's go there for just a quick
something
moment.
To,
what if? Just what if a flying saucer came down? Like remember the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yes. Excellent movie. The first one was wonderful.
The one with Michael Rennie.
Yes, extraordinary.
Well, all right, come on. What do you think the world would do if there was some intelligent proof and visual proof of life elsewhere?
Extraterrestrial.
Well, I really wonder how that would instantaneously change the world.
I would hope that it would make us very, very poor human beings, Homo sapiens, realize that we ain't alone on this extraordinarily large galaxy. Do you know realize that the probe that went out to Pluto was gone for what 17 years? I can't remember how long it was. It took to get to the end of our own solar system, never alone to get to the end of the galaxy. It took an extraordinary amount of time, traveling at 30,000 miles an hour. That should give people a time to pause and think. This thing has been traveling for X number of years, and it's just now getting out of our solar system. The internet wasn't even involved at the time. I think it was 17 years it took it to get out of our solar system.
I don't remember the exact
but the
number.
Point is that should...
I thought it was less than that.
It could be. But the point is an extraordinary amount of time just to get out of our solar system at 30,000 miles an hour. For God's sake, that should give pause to people to think of what the heck is going on here.
Well, but not just this little thing going outside our solar system. I still go back to the point of if you had visual proof that there was intelligent life, and it communicated, saying that we're an advanced society and we do things this way because we used to be like you. I think you'd see an instantaneous change.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if it'll happen in our time frame.
Oh,
here.
I probably not.
But I'm wondering if when that does happen, and I do believe that the arrogance of man to think we're the only intelligent life in this enormous universe is ridiculous. There are more planets out there than we have sand on the Earth, for God's sake. And we have a lot of sand on this planet. More planets than we have sand on the Earth, for God's sake. So out there somewhere, there's got to be other intelligent life. And I'm wondering what they're thinking. That's fascinating.
they're saying, well, look at those Earthlings. Boy, can you imagine thinking like that?
I have no idea.
Who knows?
But, it's not so. But the point is, it's not so strange to even think about that anymore.
No, it's not.
Because that possibility, look what we're doing with bionics. Look at what we're doing with in medicine. And look how far we have come in only the last 10 years. It's extraordinary what in the medical field, the field of research, the field of communication.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, in my family, I had, and this is no secret, I had 15, 16 years ago, I had a son who died of brain cancer.
Yes.
The research, now that's 15 years ago.
Yes.
Can you imagine? I mean, I know what's out there today because I've kept an interest in what the latest research is and what they can do today compared to what they could do 15 years ago.
Only
it's
15
amazing.
Years ago.
Yeah. Well, it's truly phenomenal.
I'm wondering, though, as you recognize that, and I do too for other reasons, different reasons, but the reason is the point is that we recognize it. How many other people recognize that? I'm wondering. How many other people see it as we see it? That only 15 years in this particular century, which is now...
Well, I think you have to be our age or just a little bit younger to be able to even begin to recognize it. You can't tell a 20-year-old now to have a perspective on what happened 15 years ago when they were five years old.
True. Good point.
No, you can't. I mean, you have to live a little. You have to love a little, cry a little,
yes,
and die a little.
Yes.
Before you can have any kind of perspective on any of this.
That's fascinating. And it's fascinating that you mention it, but age is more important than we think. It has more than just the sense of living long. It's learning long. And
I agree with you there. I don't think age is just longevity.
Yes, no, it's not.
Age is experience, and how you interpret that experience and meld it or amalgam it into wisdom, if that's a possibility.
Wisdom is something I've sought all my life. My wife said to me a couple of days ago, how wise do we think we are today? I said, not too wise. That was after I spilt the coffee on the floor. But not too wise today, but I'm learning.
Well, I always learn from you, Carl, and it's always a pleasure hanging with Smith Sabatino and talking about the many things that only age can engender.
Yes, and we bring to a close this broadcast. It is always so much fun. I think we're going to keep on doing this.
You think?
I think.
Who knows?
Well, we'll see. This is Carl Sabatino singing with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. Until
next time.
America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.